In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila, who is an incarnation of Krishna, tells his mother Devahuti that when the devotees see his charming forms and hear his enchanting words, they become so absorbed that they forget everything else, and thus they become imperceptibly liberated. And Srila Prabhupada explains that just by deity worship, by coming before the Lord and being entranced by the beauty of the Lord, one forgets everything else and becomes liberated. And Srila Prabhupada also explains not just the charming forms of the Lord, but also the enchanting talks of the Lord. And this refers to Krishna Katha. In all the temples of Vrindavan, there are deities who are worshipped, but there's also regular recitation of the scriptures. And Srila Prabhupada said that should be the practice in every temple, and that would include this home, which has become a temple, that along with worshipping the deity and chanting the holy names, there should also be regular discussion of the Lord from the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, different books that Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas have given us. Maharaj mentioned how we worship Guru Nitai in particular through Harinam Sankirtan. And Srila Prabhupada made a very profound statement about the importance of Harinam Sankirtan and the distribution of prasad. He said that he installed Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan to show that Krishna and Balaram were the same personalities as Gaur Nitai. And he further said that at the time of the installation of Krishna Balaram and the other deities, he invited different Brahmins to perform different rituals. And he said that he did so because if he didn't, the people in Vrindavan would have thought that the installation was not proper. So as a concession to their mentality, so that they would appreciate the bona fides of ISKCON, he had the Brahmins come and perform all the ceremonies. But he said as far as he was concerned, just the performance of Harinam Sankirtan and the distribution of prasad would have been enough. There's really no need for the other rituals. when Srila Prabhupada was in his last year in Mayapur, I happened to be in the room when a devotee came to Srila Prabhupada, and the devotee had been working on a deity worship manual for ISKCON under Prabhupada's direction, and he wanted guidance from Srila Prabhupada. He gave him a report about what they had done, and Srila Prabhupada said that don't make it too complicated. In Kali Yuga, the recommended process is Harinam, and we should always remember that fact. But as Maharaj mentioned, the deity worship is important to engage our senses. There's another statement in that same section in the third canto that if one dresses the deity, decorates the deity very gorgeously, one will lose interest in dressing and decorating oneself very gorgeously. And also that when you cleanse the temple, you cleanse your heart. So cleaning is very important for deity worship. And of course, devotion. One of our god brothers, named Krishna Kshetra Das, who is the co-author of our deity worship book, he was with Maharaj and me and Giridhari Swami and others in the Philippines. And different ones of us gave different presentations on different subjects, and he gave one on deity worship. So one of the devotees in the audience asked, what is the minimum that we have to do in order to have deities? And Krishna Kshetra Prabhu replied, just think about that question. What is the minimum we can do to have deities? You shouldn't be thinking what's the minimum you can do. You should be thinking what's the maximum you can do. So yes, it's good. It's very important. I think the most important to think of the deity as a person. And we know what we like as persons. And we should understand that the deity probably likes the same things. And that helps us develop our personal relationship with the Lord. And the Lord reciprocates. So I was very inspired by the thought that the whole complex will be infused with Gaur-Nitai's mercy through the mercy of their devotees. And maybe they'll take over more apartments. And they'll be happy, and the other residents of the apartments will also be happy. Hare Krishna. Do you want to add anything more? Do you want to add anything more? So now, according to the bhoga has been offered. So now we'll have arti and kirtan. And what do we sing with Jagannath Astaka?
Wait.
The head, one of the head servants in the household has a question.
So, Maharaj, my question was, this apartment is rented apartment and, you know, we go on shifting. So, it's like, DT invitation, there is a way that, you know, in-house inviting, yes, but how do we invite the DT to our house so that, you know, they remain with us whenever we go?
Do I answer? You're saying, how do you invite the deity into your heart so they're with you wherever you go? That's a very good question. And that answer was demonstrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Because every year in Jagannath Puri, the day before the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya and his associates would go to the Gundicha temple and clean it. Because for the period between the Rath Yatra and the return journey, the Lord resides in the Gundicha temple. And Lord Chaitanya led all the devotees in cleansing the temple very thoroughly. And the king, Prataparudra, had given standing instructions that whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees want, his people should give them. And they cleansed the temple thoroughly, because for the rest of the year, the temple was vacant. So there was a lot of dirt and dust. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote a very elaborate commentary quoted by Srila Prabhupada that this is how we should cleanse our heart to make it a fit place for the Lord to reside. And after the temple was thoroughly cleansed, Lord Chaitanya ordered more buckets of water, more rooms, and they even threw water outside the temple so that no more dust would fly up and come in the temple. And Srila Prabhupada says that this shows how serious Lord Chaitanya was to clean the heart. And that the first time they cleansed the grosser dirt. But the cleaning it the second time meant that they wanted to get the finer particles of dirt and dust out as well. So that means that by the process of cleansing the heart, Chaito Darpano Marjano, we should cleanse not only the grosser dirt, but the more subtle dirt as well. And that putting water outside so no more dust would come in means that we should be careful that after we clean it, that shouldn't become dirty again. So that process of cleansing the heart to make it a fit place for the Lord was demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya, and that really means filling the heart with Krishna, chanting, reading, discussing, serving. Yeah. Good question. Yes.
But when we have deities at home, we do our best to serve them by keeping, just like Maharaj said, by keeping ourselves clean externally, and by making nice preparations for the deities, by singing for the deities and such. When we do our chanting, daily chanting of 16 rounds, if we do that in front of the deities, would that be as pleasing to the Lord as the kirtan going on?
Yes. Whatever we do should be for the pleasure of the Lord, whether it's kirtan or japa. And, you know, Krishna says one who is, you know, one who claims to be my devotee is not really my devotee, but one who's the devotee of my devotee, he's actually my devotee. So we're not directly the servants of Krishna in any case, or Gornitai, but we're the servants of our spiritual master, Guru Parampara. And they have given us the order to chant 16 rounds. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada says, writes in that of all the instructions of the spiritual master, of all the regulative principles, the spiritual master's instructions to chant at least 16 rounds daily is most essential. So that also pleases the deity. You're serving his servant by following his instructions.
Why do we have that number 16 specifically? Like, it could have been 17 or it could have been 15, but why is it 16?
No, it couldn't have been 17 or 15. It could have been 64. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a history how that figure of 64 was determined. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, different people would invite him home to their homes for prasad, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, I will only eat in the home of a Lakpati. And the devotees were very surprised because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so renounced that how could he make such a restriction? And then they asked him what he meant, and then he said, I will only eat in the home of someone who chants one lakh at 64 rounds daily. So that's how that figure was derived. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he made an adjustment because of the preaching mission. The general rule was 16 rounds, but if someone didn't have much other service, or to put it in other words, if his main service was chanting, then his minimum was 64. Otherwise, 16. And on occasion, if someone was like very busy, I mean really engaged in the service of the mission, then 4. But of course, in ISKCON, we couldn't have those different standards, and so Srila Prabhupada accepted 16 as the minimum, being, you know, a quarter of 64. And 4 rounds are called a granthi. You know that word grantha? Like they use the word for shastra as grantha. Grantha actually means a collection. So grantha is like a collection of pages, of leaves. Collection. So 4 rounds is one grantha. Grantha. Collection of grounds. So we're chanting for and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from that statement about whose offerings he would accept, they would have to chant 16 granthas. But Gaudiya, very merciful, Srila Prabhupada's very merciful. If they were not going to accept your offerings unless you chanted 64 rounds, they might not stay here very long. But they've come and they will stay if you just do your best. Hare Krishna.